Each team with a turnover in the first quarter. Warsaw is able to score a touchdown after a Mishawaka punt. Caveman facing second down and 17 from the Tiger 48-yard line as we start quarter number two. Mishawaka with the ball on the far hash mark. That's the side closest to their bench. White side of the field is the near side. Handley is out here one-on-one on the near side against Fletcher Pohl, who gets the start tonight at cornerback with the injury to Carson Chisholm, which looks like it could be a long-term injury. Landon Snyder, offensive pitch to the right, to the left side. Jackson Snyder out in front, 40, 35, 30, 25, and knocked out of bounds on the near sideline. Now let's see how far they go, down to the 20-yard line, down to the 19-yard line. That is a 29-yard gain for Jackson Snyder around the left end, and we saw that a lot last week in their game against Northridge.
Their left split end, number five, might have gotten away with a little hold there, but neither here nor there.
Well, the Tigers didn't have anybody out there. Just like on Tucker Reed's touchdown, yeah. Warsaw's lucky that that didn't end up in the end zone. From the 19, Mishawaka in the red zone. Ball in the near hash mark, and they'll hand off to O'Neill, and he runs the right, and gets around one, gets around two, got a block downfield, and a touchdown saving play by Robbie Strawn. Brings him down at the 14-yard line. Ends up being only a gain of five. Actually, four. They put him down at the 15. That could have been a lot worse.
Well, if Robbie doesn't make that tackle, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
You're right, a touchdown saving tackle there.
Gain of four officially, second down and six. Ball in the 15 now. Back on the right hash mark. Snyder with O'Neill behind him. Wings on either side. Wide receiver out to the right side. And they have two extra linemen in. Snyder, option play. Hands off up the middle, O'Neill, and he got nowhere. Gabrich was the first guy in there, and he had help from Habegger and also from Ramirez in on defense. Third down and six coming up for the Cavemen. They are certainly capable of making a field goal from this distance. However, that is not built in their DNA. They're touchdown-making people. Third down and six. Ball inside the far hash mark. And now we have whistles, and Warsaw wants timeout, and they get it. 10-10 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 7-0. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Pink out night here at Fisher Field tonight. Most of the students in pink. Football players all have pink socks. Warsaw Police Officer Brandon Zartman up here in the press box. He's got a pink badge on today. That's pretty cool. After the timeout, Warsaw is first. 10-10 left to play. First half, Warsaw leads Mishawaka 7-0. Third down and six from the Tiger 15. Snyder did what Drew Sullivan's so good at. Looked like he was going to snap the ball and then stood up and they reset the play. Probably changed the play. Snyder, option play right, late pitch back. This is Smith, and Caden Smith turns upfield. He's got the first down to Moore. He's down inside the 5-yard line, and he's down to the 1-yard line, first and goal of Mishawaka.
There's that option play, this time to the right. And they executed that well, and now they have first and goal at the 1-yard line.
Clock stops. Will they get everybody set up down near the goal line? 10:04 left to play. Now the clock will wind again as Smith was tackled in bounds. First and goal from the one, ball on the right hash mark. White side of the field is the near side as we observe things. Landon Snyder under center, pitches back. Jackson Snyder turns upfield and walks into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Mishawaka. They're on the board, an extra point away from tying the game with 9:49 left to play here in the half. And the last part of that drive, Andy, was too easy.
Yeah, they blocked well. You know, it's something we talk about our Tigers a lot, too. You know, when we are executing at a high level, we block well. Mishawaka, that drive blocked extremely well. Maybe a little too well in that one play I was referring to earlier, but take your hat off to the Cavemen there. They executed.
Extra point coming up here from Vanderburg. He's 19 out of 24 in extra points this season. Snap, spot is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Mishawaka has tied the game with 9:49 left to play in the half. It's 7-7. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Mishawaka goes 80 yards in 3 minutes and 33 seconds to tie the game. 1 yard run by Jackson Snyder. For Jackson, that's his fifth touchdown run of the season. Mishawaka will now kick off. Vanderberg with the ball teed up on the near hash mark at the 40. Tigers with Reed and Wilson back deep. Again, Mishawaka kind of bunched up here on this sideline. And the jog to it, and Vanderberg will kick it high, and this is returnable. And this is going to be Reed on the fly at the 18-yard line. 20, he's the 25. He's out to the 30 where he gets stood up. Blow the play dead, fellas. He's not going to go any farther. He got to the 31-yard line. That's where Warsaw takes over. First down and 10 with 9:40 left to play in the half in a tie game.
So we punched Mishawaka in the mouth to start the game off, and then they responded in kind. Let's see how we can respond. I have a feeling it's going to kind of be like a heavyweight boxing bout here. It's we got to punch in. They got to punch in. How will we respond to a pretty efficient Mishawaka drive?
Ball in the near hash mark at the 31. Quentin Brock at quarterback for the Tigers again this week. Drew Sullivan hopes to be ready to go for next week. Brock under center sends a man in motion, and they hand off up the middle. There's a huge hole, and Brody Duncan runs right down the middle of the field to the 40-yard line. They were looking for the pitch all the way, Andy, and the fullback for the Tigers gets 9 yards and a first down carry.
Another great fake by Quentin there, carrying out his fake, because I thought he was going to pitch the ball, but it's hard to pitch the ball when you don't have the ball, and great interior blocking by the two guards in center for Warsaw.
There were two cavemen who ran right past him as he carried the ball down the field. Second down and 1. Ball just inside the near hash mark. Wings on either side. Egoff is on the far side. And here he comes in motion. Again, it's stuck in the middle. Huge hole again. 45 to the 50. I think there's going to be a face mask flag coming in here against Mishawaka. And we have an injured Tiger as well. I think that's Chase Carl that's down on the turf. Bart Curtis listens into the conversation. He wants to know what the flag is for. Although Warsaw's backing up, and Mishawaka's walking off the field. Oh, it's holding against the Tigers. Did they miss the face mask penalty? Duncan got his head snapped backwards. What an unfortunate situation for the Tigers. And the training staff comes out on the field. How could you miss that? Holy mackerel. So a 15-yard penalty moves the ball back to the 30-yard line. And we still have a Tiger down. So it's going to be second down and 6. But the concern right at this moment is Logan Carl down there on the field right at the midfield stripe. And there are two athletic trainers out there, and they are working on his right ankle.
Two of the best in the area.
He got twisted around in that pile, right? There was when Brody got to the 50, he's down there trying to block for that for Brody, and that's he had a guy run into him from behind and a guy from the side, and
there we go.
And he is up. And he is not going to put any weight on that ankle. So another injury for the Warsaw Tigers. We're getting down to a point where almost there's some guys are going to play on Friday who didn't think that they'd be playing on too many Fridays. Pull back in there as a wideout. Again, this is jersey number 88. If you're looking in your program for 88, there isn't one. The helmet says 89, and that's our backup system to know who that is. They don't change helmets. So after the 15-yard penalty, the ball comes back to the 35. It's second down and 6. Brock is going to change the play. Audible at the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 8. He's got plenty of time. Takes the snap, and he'll hand off to Duncan, and Duncan won't get very far. A lot of wrestling and pushing after the play. No gain, third down and 6.
That exchange didn't look particularly good. I thought that ball might have popped out there. Thank goodness it didn't.
Well, when Quentin changed the play, there was still some uncertainty there about what was really going on.
Yep.
And Quentin was looking over at the side, then all of a sudden he ducked under, I think because he thought the play clock was going to run out. Third down and six. Works on third down this season, 44%. If they can get this down to two or three, they might go for it. 7:54 left to play, first half tied at seven. Option play, Brock. Oh, he looked left and then faked it and ran forward and tripped over his own guy. Got a yard of the 36, and that's it. It's fourth and five, and the Tigers send out the punt team.
Yeah, that was a – I went this way, you went that way.
Yeah.
Some miscommunication there.
Yeah, he had nobody over there.
Nope.
And so they'll have to talk about that on the sidelines. Mason Smythe, the punt. 10 punts this season, an average of 32.9. Mishawaka with two guys back deep. Good snap back. Smythe puts a good foot into it. He's got the win. It's a beautiful kick. Newsom calls for the catch, a fair catch, and lets it go. Inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10, and all the way down to about the 6-yard line.
Wow.
Good kick for Mason Smythe. 7:01 left to play in the half. Mishawaka takes the ball in a 7-7 game.
Boy, if I'm doing my math right, that was a 57-yard net punt. 59. Wow.
I'll take
That's
that.
Impressive. I'm not sure why that Mishawaka defender didn't at least make a fair catch.
He waved fair catch,
yeah.
And then at the last second,
let it go.
He backed out of it.
We'll take it.
That's Mishawaka ball at their 7-yard line, looking for the lead for the first time in the game. This offense doesn't worry too much about where it's at on the field. It's going to operate the way it sees fit. Snyder under center, sends his brother in motion, hands off up the middle, and a dive across the line of scrimmage by Caden O'Neill. Gets him 2 yards to the 19, second down and 8. Coming up at halftime, we'll give you the first half scoring. 2 minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. Catch you up on what's been going on today. Then we'll give you scores from other games that Steve has been working on. Concord's up 21-0 on Goshen. Northridge leads Wauwatosa 7-0 in the first. Steve will have all kinds of scores for us. Although I'm guessing we'll be the only team at halftime by the time we get to halftime. Late pitchback, Jackson Snyder turns up field 10 with a blocker. 20, 25-yard line and tackled on the near sidelines as he went out of bounds at the 26-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain for Jackson Snyder, and they continue to work the edges of the Tiger defense.
Yeah, that was a great pitch there by their quarterback, because that ball just came rocketing out. It was a great catch by the running back, turning into a nice game.
Those two are brothers, so they've done that before. They probably do that like at Christmas time in the backyard in the snow.
Yep.
First down, Mishawaka from their 26. A backwards pass to the far side for Jackson Snyder, trying to get to the outside, and he does, across the 30-yard line. And they're going to mark him out near the 33-yard line, so there's 7 more yards. That's actually a running play, Austin.
Yep.
That pass was clearly backwards. And that makes it a running play. It's second down.
Let's see if our defense can stiffen up here as Mishawaka gets close to midfield.
Second and three, 6:08 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw took the lead on a 27-yard Tucker Reed touchdown run. And a 1-yard run by Jackson Snyder gets the caveman even, and there's a fake handoff. Snyder is tackled from behind the line of scrimmage, back at the 32-yard line, a loss of, actually where they put it is at the 31. So that's a loss of 3 yards, and it sets up third down and 5.
Great pursuit there by the linebackers for Warsaw. Let's see if we can do it one more time and get our offense back on the field.
They are putting ice on Logan Carl's ankle, so he looks like he's done for the evening. Third down and 5 from the Caveman 31. Option play, late pitchback. This is Newsom trying for the corner. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, got away, crossed the 30, and then he slides out of bounds into the Tiger sideline. And it looks like he gained 2 yards to the 33, It is fourth down and three coming up for the Cavemen, and Newsom's hurt.
And that play doesn't – that two-yard gain would have been more like a 15-yard gain if Ethan Egolf didn't fight off that block and made that initial contact. Great effort there by Ethan.
Ethan Egolf is a football player.
Oh, yeah.
Mishawaka sends out the punt unit. Everybody but the punter, and here comes Vanderberg out to do that. And they were a man short, and they'll run him out on the field. Mishawaka wants timeout. They need to make sure they got the right people in the field. 5:22 left in the half. 7-7, Warsaw and Mishawaka back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Andy with Austin. And Steve back at the station. We're all here. 5:22 left to play. First half. Tigers have stopped Mishawaka, at least for the moment, at the 33-yard line. It's fourth down and three. And Vanderberg drops back in punt formation. And Tristan Wilson standing at his 35, hoping for a chance to get a ball he can handle. Waist-high snap. Vanderberg puts his foot into it. It's a wobbly kick. And Wilson's going to back away from it. Lands at the Tiger 35 to the 30 to the 25. And it's going to die right at the 25-yard line. 5:09 left to play first half. 7-7 the score. Warsaw gets a stop. They get the ball back at the 25, Andy.
Let's see what our offense can do here. We've kind of stalled out a little bit the last, you know, one, two drives. Let's see if we can't put together a nice first half ending drive and keep the Mishawaka offense off the field, maybe even score. Be nice to go into halftime ahead here.
Yeah, it'd be nice to run this clock off. Yep. Remember, the Tigers get the ball to start the third, yep. So if Warsaw could score here, they'd have the lead and be looking for more as we start the third quarter. Quentin Brock under center, Duncan in the backfield. And they're going to pitch it back to Tucker Reed, looking for a block around the corner. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. The ball came out. However, the play is being blown dead. Mishawaka's coaches and fans thought that that should have been a Mishawaka touchdown. They're wrong because the whistle had sounded, and the whistle should have sounded 2 seconds before it actually did. No gain for Reed. Second down and 10 coming up for the Tigers. And Mishawaka, Andy, is sending all their people to the line of scrimmage at the snap. The back end of the field is open.
Yep. Confident that Coach Michael Curtis up above us can see that.
Quint Brock is running over to the sidelines. We're going to have a timeout taken. Timeout Warsaw, 4:31 left to play, first half. Warsaw 7, Mishawaka 7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Timeout by the Tigers is their second. They have one left. 4:31 left to play first half. Warsaw 7, Mishawaka 7. The Tigers scoring on a Tucker Reed 27-yard end sweep. Jackson Snyder answering early in the second quarter with a one-yard run of his own. Now the Tigers face a second down and 10 from their own 25. Mishawaka, by the way, has two timeouts left. Probably too early for Keith Kinder to think about taking them, but he might. Quentin Brock under center. And he's going to fake the pitch and take off. He's to the 30. He's out to the 33-yard line. That's an 8-yard run for the Tiger quarterback, and it sets up a very manageable third down and two.
And I just like the way in this first half. And I know it's 7-7, and I get that. And I know that we haven't been perfect, but I just think we look crisper.
Yes.
We don't seem discombobulated. I think a lot of the reason that we're not moving the ball maybe as well as we'd like is because of Mishawaka, but I just think, yes. I like the way we're moving around.
Well, again, we tried to explain Mishawaka has a three-man front, but their outside linebackers come right up the line of scrimmage. They're almost like linemen. Third and three. And whistles sound before the snap. The Warsaw's going to take their last timeout right here. Timeout Tigers. On third down and two. We'll take one also, our last time out of the half. 3:51 left to play, first half. Warsaw Mishawaka tied at 7. Back after this on News Now Warsaw. Third and two coming up for the Tigers. 3:51 left to play, first half. Warsaw and Mishawaka locked in a good one. Tied at 7. Warsaw facing third down and two, ball in the middle of the field. Warsaw's used all their timeout to the first half now. As Brock takes the snap, hands off right, and Brody Duncan gets hit hard as he got across the 35-yard line, and that means he got a first down after a gain of 3.
And I like that timeout there by Coach Curtis. third and two with that place in the field, boy, you got to get that one right. You got to get that first down to keep Mishawaka from getting the ball, and that's what we did.
No sense taking the chance, right?
No.
Yeah. 7-7 game, clock running under 3.5 minutes. Now left to play first half. Play coming in from the sidelines. And Warsaw definitely milking clock here. Warsaw hurries to the line, 7 on the play clock. Now 6, now 5. They fake the pitch. Brock rolling out, going to take off. Gets away from the first man, but not the second. And he gets out to the 38-yard line, and Ben Barine is down back at the 33-yard line, and he's going to need some assistance. Gain of 2 for Brock on the play. And another Tiger is down, and that's Barine, who's had some leg injuries this season. He's played through some of them and been taken out of games early to try to help him along. So I don't know exactly what's happening here, but Ben is down inside the 35-yard line at the north end of Fisher Field with two trainers and Coach Curtis working on him. And again, it's that left leg. Next week, Tigers go on the road. They'll be at Northwood on Friday night. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. Our good friend and former Tiger assistant football coach, Evan Frass, now the assistant athletic director up in Napanee, so it'll be good to spend some time with him. Kickoff, 7 o'clock. Barine is up and walking off on his own. He doesn't look comfortable, but he's walking with some pace, so that's positive. We'll keep an eye on that.
I think you're right. I think that was just maybe a reaggravation of a nagging injury.
And that means new center in for the Tigers. That's Tyler Antunes Brito, who filled in when Barine was absent before. Second down and 8. Tight formation here from the Tigers. You have 9 guys lined up almost shoulder to shoulder at the line of scrimmage, the cornerback and the back, Duncan. And again, it's going to be a keeper for Quentin Brock, and he's going to lose a yard back to the 37-yard line, and now Keith Kinder will take a timeout. That'll be his second timeout. He'll have one to burn with 2:46 left to play here in the half. Let's take a minute. I was going to wait till halftime, but we have a minute here to update you on Abby Peterson. Abby played at the state finals in golf this morning and early this afternoon. And Abby shot a 75, which for the Prairie View golf course is a 5-over par. But she's tied for 4th, and she's only 2 shots back of the leaders. So she's right there in a perfect position to be in the hunt for the individual state championship tomorrow down in Carmel.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's great. You said she shot a 75?
75, which the par there is 70.
I could probably do that on the front 9.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, she has really managed her game beautifully. And of course, her focus solely on golf now. And she is really, really locked in at the state championship. Good day today. She had a double bogey on like the second or third hole. So that all factors in. Warsaw facing 3rd down and 9 from their 37. Brock, quick slant throw. It is caught by Egoff, but he's going to be stopped short of the first down to the 43-yard line. It'll be a pitch and catch for a gain of 6. But Mishawaka had 3 guys very quickly around him when he caught that ball. It'll be 4th down and 3, and the Tigers will punt. The clock is running down to 2:25 left in the half.
This is a situation where you don't want to do this, but you have to do this if you're Bart Curtis.
Oh, Bart Curtis wants to go for this more than life itself, but he can't take this chance. And he's got the wind. And Smythe hit a 59-yarder last time out. He's ready. Good snap. Kick is away. Wobbly spiral this time. It's going to bounce at the 18. Bounce inside the 10 and go into the end zone for a touchback. That one hit right on the point, and it had a full head of steam headed to the south end zone. And it's a touchback, and the Cavemen will take over on downs or on the punt on a touchback with 1:58 left in the half.
Now let's see if our defense can bow up here a little bit. You know, we kind of let down that one drive for Mishawaka. They kind of just marched down the field. Let's see if our guys can get off blocks, much like Ethan did last time, make some tackles in the open field.
Again, the Tigers get the ball to start the third quarter. That matters. That's another long punt for Smythe. Snyder. Hands off. Up the middle goes O'Neal, and he'll struggle across the 20 to the 25. Looks like a gain of 6. Second down and 4 with the clock still running, down to 1:47 left here in the first half. Again, they'll line up a wide out to the far side. That's Josh Sandy. Everybody else in tight in the formation, down to 90 seconds left in the half. Landon Snyder, up the middle, O'Neal with some room, breaks a tackle, breaks another, and he gets dragged down at the 46-yard line. I'm sorry, the 36-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain. First down, Mishawaka goes without a huddle. As soon as the chains are set, the clock will run. Right? The clock is running. Snyder peeks back and says something to O'Neal. Now goes under center. And it's a pitch back out on the right. And this is Smith. And Smith trying to get the corner, and he does get the corner.
Wow. It was a pitch back, and it was a pitch back, and the running back threw the ball to the wide receiver.
Okay, all of a sudden the ball disappeared. I didn't know where it went.
But a great open field tackle.
So that's a pass from Caden Smith down to Josh Sandy, and he's at the Tiger 31-yard line. The clock's still running, down to 57 seconds left to play in the half. Option play left, and this time the quarterback keeps it. Snyder will turn forward and get down inside the 25 to the 24, and Mishawaka is going to take their final timeout with 44 seconds left to play here in the first half. Again, 7-7 is the score, and Warsaw gets the ball to start the third quarter with the kickoff.
Yeah, if Tristan Wilson doesn't make that open field tackle, that's a touchdown for Mishawaka. Just a great execution on a simple option pitch. Running back takes the ball, and there's a receiver running free down the side.
So, Austin, how far was that pass play? 25 yards?
Yeah, that seems about right. Took Tristan a couple seconds to realize what happened, but made his adjustment and just tripped him up.
Ball resting right in the middle of the field at the 24-yard line. The Warsaw band is going to perform, but we also have the Warsaw students have left their spot in the bleachers, and they are going to walk with Dr. Rachel Hoffert, who's the wife of Warsaw School Superintendent Dr. David Hoffert. This is our Pink Out Night. This is our Breast Cancer Awareness Night. And, of course, if you know the story, Rachel had breast cancer, diagnosed a couple years ago. All reports are that she is doing very, very well. Last year, she led the students on a lap around the track in honor of those affected by breast cancer. And they're going to do that here again tonight. Second down and 3 coming up for Mishawaka. Snyder sends a man in motion, handoff up the middle, big hole. This is O'Neal, cuts the outside, inside the 15-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 14-yard line. That's 10 more yards. The clock stops while they move the chains. 38 seconds left to play here in the half. And they spike the ball. They spike the ball with 36 seconds left to play. Have they even set the chains yet?
I think the referee didn't mark the play and mark it down for play. Oh.
Well, there was a flag in there.
I didn't see that.
But they're waving off the flag. So it'll be first down and 10 from the 14, Mishawaka with. Or did they count that play?
Yeah, I think they counted that play. It should be second down.
I misunderstood. Yeah. I thought they weren't going to count the play. So it's second down and 10 for the 14. 36 seconds left to play in the half. Snyder takes a snap, fakes the pitch, rolling right, looking down the field, going to take off. Waits one man miss, then another. At the 10-yard line and pushed out of bounds. Down near the 5-yard line. Strong and heady on the tackle. And they're going to put him out of bounds at the 6-yard line. So it'll be third down and 2 with 28 seconds left to play here in the half. The Tigers, somebody's going to have to make a play.
Yep.
What a move. What two moves by Snyder to make Nelson miss and then somebody else before getting the other 6 yards. Snyder under center from the far hash mark. Now pitches back to Jackson Snyder. Looking for the corner. He's going to get hit back at the 8. He stood up. He's snowed under by black and pink jerseys. Back at the 8-yard line. A loss of 2. Clock still running. Mishawaka's out of timeouts. They're going to run the field goal unit on and try to get a field goal off. Vanderberg's got to hurry. 10 seconds. 9. 8. Looking around. He's ready. There's the snap. There's the spot. The kick is up, and it's just inside the right upright, and it's good. The clock hits zeros as Vanderburg's kick sails across the goalpost, and Mishawaka takes a 10-7 lead over Warsaw into the halftime locker room. First half scoring comes your way after this 2-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Fisher Field as hundreds of marchers are walking out of the southwest corner of Fisher Field and making their way onto the track, led by Dr. Rachel Hoffert, professor of education, chairman of education at Grace College, with her husband, Dr. David Hoffert, superintendent of Warsaw Schools. And they are taking a lap around this track in their pink outfits. And it's students and it's community people who have been affected by cancer. They've either had it or know someone closely who's had it. And so it's a pretty cool sight here at Fisher Field right now. First half scoring is Mishawaka leads 10-7 here at the intermission. Warsaw scored first at 1:22 of the opening quarter on a 27-yard run by Tucker Reed. The extra point by Mason Smythe made it 7-0. Felt like Mishawaka was the better team after that. Mishawaka then scored at 9:49 of the second quarter on a 1-yard run by Jackson Snyder. Blake Vanderberg kicked the extra point to tie the game at 7. And then right before halftime, Mishawaka went 80 yards down the field and took the lead on a 25-yard field goal by Vanderberg. And they lead at 10-7 here at halftime. Great to have you with us on this Friday night as the walkers continue to make their way around the track. We'll take this break and go back for news next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Fisher Field. The band is on the field. The band is on the field. Warsaw trails Mishawaka 10-7 here at halftime. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Warsaw had 5 first downs, carried the ball 18 times for 94 yards. That's a little over 5 yards a carry. Quentin Brock was 1 of 2 passing for 6 yards, and so Warsaw ran 20 plays for 100 total yards. Mishawaka had 9 first downs. They ran the ball 28 times for 159 yards. Their quarterback, Landon Snyder, was 1 out of 3 passing for 25 yards. And actually, Snyder is not the one who completed that pass. So that was Smith that completed that pass down the field to Josh Sandy. And so they were 1 of 3 passing for 25 yards. They ran 31 plays for 184 yards. Each team had a turnover in the first half. Warsaw lost a fumble, and Mishawaka had a pass intercepted. Tigers were penalized once for 10 yards. It was a huge penalty, though, because the Tigers had a 15-yard gain that would have gotten them a first down. Eventually, they had to punt the football and really felt like they had something going up the middle of the field and were never able to get that back. Mishawaka was penalized twice for 10 yards. Warsaw punted twice in the first half, and Mishawaka also punted twice in the first 24 minutes. Individually for the Tigers, Quentin Brock running the football, 8 carries for 33 yards. Brody Duncan, 6 carries for 23 yards. Tucker Reed, 3 carries for 38 yards. and a touchdown. And Brock also, again, was one of two passing for 6 yards in the first half of play. For Mishawaka, Jackson Snyder carried the ball 8 times for 77 yards in the first half, including runs of 26 and 29. Caden O'Neill, 9 carries for 41 yards. His last 2 runs added up to 20 yards each. But again, the big stat that matters the most is the score. And right now, Mishawaka has the edge there. 10-7 at halftime. Warsaw gets the ball back starting the third quarter of play. Steve has given us scores. We will get those for you coming up next as the band continues to play here at Fisher Field. Warsaw trails Mishawaka 10-7. Back after this on News Now Warsaw.